It's Cyclone Awareness Week here, and in the top end, it's all about being prepared for the coming cyclone season. The Weather Bureau says all people living in the tropics should ensure they're well prepared for cyclones due to start arriving as early as before Christmas. It's fair to say that in the wake of last year's Cyclone Yasi, the biggest storm to hit here in a century, all tropical regions are now more focused on the dangers. This is where hardenup.org comes in. It's a new website that provides people with a detailed history of severe weather in their suburb. You can also pick up tips there on how best to prepare for cyclones, floods and severe storms. The website is funded by the National Disaster Resilience Program and was created by Green Cross Australia, a non-profit group which promotes sustainability and self-reliance, as Ali Benton reports.
Authorities in Queensland are grappling with the worst natural disaster in the state's history.
Certainly the clean-up of these streets is going to take quite a few weeks.
It's been pretty substantial. There's over a foot and a half of mud in here. The bar fridges have actually come up and floated away out of the restaurant, which we never thought would happen.
9 months on from the floods that devastated Queensland, the community is preparing for another wet summer. This morning, a new website will be launched called Harden Up. It's a disaster resilience portal that encourages people to become more self-reliant when severe weather hits. Mara Boone, CEO of Green Cross Australia.
Queensland is a place with a very diverse population. There are people here who have lived through generations of severe weather and are very tough, very aware, and learn to cope. And then there are entire parts of the population that have moved up for a nice retirement for the sun. And they may not realize that they live in areas that are prone to flooding, prone to cyclones.
Whether you're living in Fortitude Valley, Kangaroo Point, Dolphin Heads or West Rockhampton, you can type in your postcode and find out the history of severe weather in your suburb.
You are a spot on the map, and that spot on the map has an experience of history which is served up to you. So you'll have listings of, in this particular area, you had hailstorm after hailstorm after hailstorm, and then you had a big flood. And then there was the remnants of a cyclone, and then there was an East Coast low. And one by one, you'll be able to see those events. For the top 150 events, we've created case studies that bring to life what happened, old images from the State Library of Queensland's records, cyclone maps from the Bureau's archives. The Bureau of Meteorology itself has around 100 absolutely amazing case studies about the major floods that have hit Queensland historically. So Harden Up will serve to you in that suburb everything that's really, really important about the history of weather.
Also sharing his stories of floods, storms and cyclones in Queensland, retired senior forecaster from the Bureau of Meteorology, Jeff Callaghan. Jeff has an encyclopedic knowledge of severe weather across Australia. From 1840 to 1900, a number of major floods affected Brisbane, and they were worse than last summer's floods and those in 1974.
Two of the floods in February 1893 were the biggest we've ever had, well in excess of the 1974 flood, 3 metres in excess of that. So they're much, much bigger, and there was two of them in a fortnight. So it just shows you how active it was in the 19th century. And there was another one even bigger in 1841. So, you know, it was just so much more active than it is today.
In addition to information about the history of severe weather, hardenup.org gives Queenslanders a chance to publish their own disaster resilience plan and swap tips with others. Mara Boone, CEO of Green Cross Australia.
Depending on whether you're in units or a double-storey home or a single-storey home, depending on whether you have pets or you live with older people or you have kids, the advice that Emergency Management Queensland, Red Cross, Volunteer in Queensland, all kinds of organizations that are geared to give advice, it depends on what your circumstances are. So Harden Up has created an application that allows you to tell us a little bit about your circumstances, and then we'll give you the 15 things that you need to do to really gear up to protect your home, and then the steps for your family, and then for your community.
The Harden Up project is funded by the National Disaster Resilience Program. Its aim is to help people like John Kennedy. He owns a caravan park in Queensland and was caught up in last summer's floods.
It literally went from no problem whatsoever on the river, because we're on the river, at 11 p.m. to, you know, moderate flooding had already started within 3 hours. There was no data that told us that Mirrabarra could flood within 6 hours. Nothing. It had never happened before. I would have liked to have seen better modelling, better predictive modelling for flood height, river height data. by way of example, if the river rises by 2 metres within such and such a time frame, that indicates the potential for a minor flood. If it rises by 4 metres within a time frame, indicates a moderate flood.
The Harden Up portal will also give web users access to current information on extreme weather events, feature forecasts from the Bureau of Meteorology, and links to the Australian Red Cross and Queensland Disaster Management Services.
The Bureau's severe weather information feed is built into Harden Up, so you'll see a little track that tells you at all times what is the Bureau saying about severe weather. Let's say we do have another major cyclone that hits near a populated area. In the event of a major event, the homepage of Harden Up reverts to an events hub. And there what we do is feature on that homepage exactly what's happening during the event. So it might be through police tweets, the SES tweets. It might be local Facebook pages. It could be crowdsourcing platforms that the community puts up to work out what's happening at that point in time. All of that will be featured so that if you happen to be someone who's, you know, with one cell phone or a laptop and you have a bit of power and all you can do is look at one screen, that screen will feature basically what's happening during that event.
As for caravan park owner John Kennedy, he's slowly recovering from last year and is now preparing for this summer.
Put it this way, if we see storms these days, we just get very nervous, whereas we always used to enjoy storms for the light show. Now it makes us all very nervous. So nerves are still very frayed, I would suggest. I mean, we honestly haven't even finished putting everything back together again in the park. It's 10 acres of accommodation, and we don't have cyclone chains bolting our cabins down, for example. So, you know, there's still a number of jobs yet to go before we get to next year's storm season or this year's storm season. A scary thought.
I bet it is. Still cleaning up after last year's cyclone, and the Weather Bureau says the next round are on their way. Imagine cleaning up after something like Yasi. That's John Kennedy. He's a caravan park owner in the up somewhere in the north. Ending that report from Ali Benton. And hardenup.org, that's the disaster resilience portal produced by Green Cross Australia. Hardenup.org for tips on how to prepare yourself for a cyclone and for the latest cyclone information from the Weather Bureau and local knowledge as well. You're listening to ABC Radio National Breakfast. It's 17 to 7.